Yeah, you got that right, and it's not getting any easier. Like you say, you know, sometimes just the simplest things that you're looking for, you can't find them in a brick-and-mortar store. And that annoys me, because back in the day, you used to be able to just go up into town and get what you need and come back home, and that's that, Bob's your uncle. But not anymore, and that does kind of annoy me, because you like to keep people in your community in business, but they're being run out. So, no, most of the stuff I do online is, like I said before, I was doing a lot of genealogy. I contacted, get a load of this, which is really kind of surprising. Sent an email off this morning to the National Archives in Norway, and usually when you do something like that, you're waiting a week or two before you get a response. And the next thing I know, I turn around and there's an email on my box with this image that I'm looking for. It's like, you got to be kidding me. And so I emailed back and I says, okay, can I get this image too? And right away, I was stunned. So when it comes to stuff like that, I am all stuck in. So, oh, NABLC.
Well, those Nordic countries got their acts together on some things. They'll respond. Yeah, I've actually seen that before. Yeah, no, the online thing is great for tons of things. It's been a huge benefit to society, but it's also been a detriment to, because I think there's a lot of people who don't know how to operate without it in some aspects. Yeah, I had to, like, teach my daughter how to talk to people on the phone. When you have a problem, like, you can't, it's not always resolvable online. You're going to have to call somebody. Like, you get a medical bill issue thing, something, you're going to have to call and spend 15, 20, 30, 40, 50, an hour on the phone with somebody trying to straighten it out. That's the way it goes. And sometimes they don't understand it until they have to.